Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I always try to look at the big picture of things, when especially when things are as serious as they are today. And on this show, we try to poke a little bit of fun at it with the understanding that it is serious stuff. So I titled this segment of the program, The State of Things. And so every time I think about the state of things, I have to reflect back on how did we get to where we got. And I could go and look at a lot of different things, but I'm just going to give you an example of things that we're not, no longer talking about. Where's Fauci the fraud? Why isn't this man in prison? And, oh, by the way, how afraid of you are Wu Flu now? I want you to reflect back a year or two, certainly 2 years, and remember where we were. We're finally getting back to remembering what freedom is like. And you know what? There's a specter that they could do it again. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So you've got the specter of them being able to do this again, but nobody's afraid of it. I mean, there are a few people wearing masks, the virtue signalers, the ones who are too, you know, they can't let you know that they, you know, have to buy into the reality that Wu Flu was a ruse. And is anybody being pushed on to take this vaccine anymore? I mean, where are the signs above the freeway? We saved this many lives. Be sure to get vaccinated. Where is all the push to get us to go do this? Where's all that when this was supposed to be the biggest existential threat to mankind, of course, going with all the others. But where are we now with respect to Wu Flu, the full court press, etc.? You know where we are? Nowhere. The government has pretty much said, okay, enough Pfizer. Enough Moderna. Have you heard those names at all mentioned? Why aren't some of those people in prison? You know what they did? They made billions of dollars in vaccines that were thrown away. I call them vaccines. They weren't vaccines. They were death potions. And thank God they were thrown away. But billions and billions of dollars, they overproduced this product, threw it away, and everybody's supposed to wring their hands of it because the big money guys got that money. And they're all on their yachts and flying around their private planes while we try to make the basic living in a time of what, folks? Rampant Bidenflation. Rampant. The ordinary person, the middle class person, is being squeezed to such a degree. I know I'm not the only one. Oh, no, I don't try to live my life through everybody, but I know when people go to the grocery store and they're paying $4, $5, $6 for a carton of eggs, and, you know, paying $5, $6 for a gallon of gas, they know. I know that you are suffering the same way I am. And we're just getting started. So these variants created supply chain problems. These people got filthy, stinking rich. The biggest money grab in the history of mankind makes King Solomon look like a pauper. And it's over. Sam Bankman-Fried? Where is he? The guy that donated millions of dollars to Democrats and some of his cronies with a snake oil scheme that makes Bernie Madoff look like the Pied Piper. Well, not that's the wrong thing to reference, but whatever. It makes Bernie Madoff look like a Boy Scout in comparison. Why aren't we talking about Sam Bankman-Fried? You know what we have right now? We have a fake president's son who's fighting against recognizing his proven biological child. Even the chicken heads that come on Maury and these other shows, the late, great Jerry Springer, when they would say, you are the father, and most of these guys would say, well, since I am the daddy, I mean, I got to step up and do whatever. I don't know what they did afterwards, but at least they acknowledged it. This knucklehead won't even acknowledge his kid. His Joe Biden, the grandfather of Navy, The little girl, 4-year-old girl, won't acknowledge his grandchild, won't even mention her in the count. And what do you think the media does? Now, I'll ask you the question this way. What do you think the media would do if Donald Trump didn't recognize his grandbaby? Or if one of the Trump kids wasn't willing to recognize their kid, had to be dragged to court over it? And that's the best of what Hunter Biden's done for his family. Because when you get into the rest of it, it gets even worse. We'll get to that in a bit. I just want to remind you, I never want to let you get to, because you know what's going on right now? Oh man, we got all these other things brewing out there. All these other news items that they want to get your attention on. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. Oh, Joe Biden said something funny. Joe Biden should be in prison. It's true. Maybe nobody else will tell you. Joe Biden is crooked. He's a liar. He's a scam artist. He's been on the take his entire political career. And he has put this nation in jeopardy. No question about it. I don't have to be a member of the CIA or the NSA. Or any other A, to know that's what he's done to us. And yet, he's cracking jokes. As one guy said, he was laughing at the press, not with the press. We'll talk, we'll play that clip maybe next segment. We are in a strange time, and the state of things is insanity. We are in a state of insanity. We are being led by madmen and the people that support them. And these people, I want to say this, I want you to pay attention. They have zero interest in you as a citizen of the United States. Now, what they do have, they've taken an interest in is, how do they bilk you? How do they get something out of you? Something for nothing. And they've become experts at it. Won't even recognize your children and your grandchildren, the Biden family. And people are lauding this. People are, Joe Biden's running again. And what's funny is, they want you to believe that people want him. That they, you know, I guess there's a group of people out there who want anything other than a Republican or anything other than Trump. You know what you should be asking yourself right now, conservative America? You should be asking yourself, how can we get to this level of crazy on any side of the aisle? And it's mostly on the left, but how do we get to this level of crazy? And it's acceptable. Trans men defeating women, and nobody's saying, oh, I mean, pretty much the left voting down a party line to say, we don't care about women. We have a lot of opportunities in the next election if we don't let them cheat. We'll talk about that in a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about this fake president and this crazy family, particularly his crazy son, and all the evidence we now have against these people in every possible way. Why aren't they in prison? And I'm not going to keep asking that. That's a question of, you know, everybody's, it's a go-to, right? It's a too easy. Now we have to ask ourselves, what does it take to get them indicted? Because they deserve it. It's a two-tier system of justice, and I'm sick of it. So I want to play this clip about the 51 officers, because there was a CIA, former CIA guy, says, I got the letter, I didn't sign it. I want to focus on that for just a little bit. But we're going to be delving into this. All these different things that are going on. We got Epstein in the news. A host of things. Banks being sold off, all these things happening under the scenes. So much information coming so fast that we're missing all the big stuff. And not only are we missing the bigger things that are happening behind the scenes, we're forgetting the other big things. We're forgetting that every single day while you sleep peacefully in the suburbs, generally speaking, there is a war going on of Democrats against citizens of America in every big city in this country. And you know what the Democrats do? They blame the guns. They don't blame the people. They don't blame the processes and the policies that got those people to go pull an inanimate object and decide to use it in violence. They don't blame that, because that would mean they'd have to start solving their own problems. And that's just for starters. People get... What was it? Mass shooting in Texas? Why? Because a baby started crying? Did you see that clip on the airplane where a baby was crying and the dude goes off, this brother goes off? Well, I need to shut that baby up. People have short fuses. They don't know, understand family dynamics. Look, I don't know about you. I'm getting off subject here a little bit from my producers looking at me like, we got, look at the time. I know. Anyway, when I hear a baby cry, I remember my four sons and having to, you know, placate them while others looking at me like, we get it, we're parents. Things like that. I'm sure you've been in a situation like that. And you know what you normally do? You just go, it is what it is. My kids did it, you know, or bothersome to somebody else. But they grow up and you hope they become good, solid citizens. And we all make up for making people, you know, go, get annoyed. And a whole other story. Anyway, let me move on. I'm going to play this clip. This is a guy by the name of Dan Hoffman, and he's talking about the Hunter Biden letter and why he wouldn't sign off on it.
Now that the story, now that story that we promised at the top of the hour, and that infamous letter that was signed by 51 former intelligence officials days before the 2020 election, casting doubt on the New York Post report on Hunter Biden's laptop. Former CIA chief of station, Dan Hoffman, was asked to add his signature, explaining for the first time in an op-ed in the Washington Times why he said no. Dan Hoffman is a Fox News contributor, and he joins us now. Dan, this is my most interesting story of the day. I read this op-ed, and I thought, why didn't you tell us like a long time ago here? So this letter went out, we famously know, and here's what the basic finding was, that the Hunter Biden laptop story has, quote, all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. You had this letter circulated to you. They asked for your signature. You said no. Why?
Right. I remember I got the letter October 18, 2020, and at first glance, it seemed natural to lay the blame at the Kremlin's doorstep. Remember, Vladimir Putin is in the Kremlin, and he's well known for cloak and dagger espionage operations. But at the same time, there was no evidence, and the letter noted there was no evidence. And I just felt like we needed to do the forensics. It was a very convoluted story. Folks will recall that there was a laptop found at a store in Delaware. And I remembered at CIA, when we didn't have all the answers, we would task our sources to get more information so we could be more definitive. And I felt like in this case, the FBI could do those forensics, and it was not up to us to speculate. So I didn't sign the letter. I typically don't put my name to other people's words. My wife was in her late in her third year of fighting cancer, and I didn't have the time to go back to Michael Morell and ask him what the point was about the letter. So I just left it and didn't sign the letter and didn't respond.
Welcome back, folks. I want you to understand that was a Dan Hoffman, chief of station. Chief of station. That means he ran the CIA operations for us, and he said something critical. He said Putin was known for cloak and dagger espionage. Well, what is our CIA known for? So Dan Hoffman goes on and he talks a little bit about that. And I just want to, I'm going out of sequence here. I'm not playing the whole thing, but I'm going to go out of sequence. But he talks about what, here's the role of the CIA as Dan Hoffman saw it. And this is a guy that's been 30 years in the CIA, last position in Iraq, but knows Russia. And I remind you, would not sign that letter.
The point that I made in the op-ed is, look, if you're serving actively at the CIA, we vote, but look, we serve under presidents for whom we voted and those for whom we didn't. When I served in Iraq, look, there, half of us probably voted for President Bush and the other half didn't. It doesn't matter. We're focused on our sacred mission of recruiting spies and stealing secrets and delivering the best analytical conclusions we can to the president. And that's what we do.
Yeah, it is what they do. The problem is our CIA, led by a communist and a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, John Brennan, took it a whole other level and weaponized the CIA against the American people and against a sitting president. That's what he did. So, we look at it and we try to make Putin as the bad guy. Oh, look at what the Russians do. And trust me, I grew up, that's the way I felt about the Russians. But I got to tell you, I have to rethink it all. We're doing the same stuff, and I figure every country's trying to figure out what every country's doing, and in theory, we're trying to figure out, how do we stay away from war? How do we manage the country, the world, in such a way that we get what we want, but we all work for it? You ready? The greater good, world peace, etc. And I'm going to tell you, I don't see us doing a very good job of it. Biden invited Putin to go into Ukraine to start a war that we now have spent $200 billion sending money to Ukraine to pretend we're not fighting. We're fighting the war, not Ukraine. And so Hoffman is telling us, he's a good guy. As I said, chief of station, that's when you're chief of station, they trust you. You've got to go get secrets and you've got to do things that a lot of people in this country are not willing to do and don't have the expertise in doing. And this is why I told you, there are certain people in a country that regardless of politics have to push it aside. When you start getting into CIA, NSA, FBI, these are people that have to say, I don't care who's sitting in office. If a crime is done, if something is done to harm the body politic, the greater good, America, we have to act. And I'll tell you right now, I don't care if the FBI has legitimate information, if you will, on the Trumps, expose it. But I want the same done for Biden, and that's not what's happening. When we come back, I'm going to play a couple of these other clips from Hoffman that will be eye-opening.
Radio show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update, still no sign of Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the killings of five people last Friday in East Texas. There have been several reported sightings of Oropeza, all of which have turned up nothing. There's now fear he may have fled to Mexico. Not a lot of agreement among members of the Senate Judiciary Committee about a possible code of ethics for Supreme Court justices.
Not only is this Democratic proposal unconstitutional, it is unnecessary.
That's Louisiana Republican John Kennedy. Unlike lower federal court judges, the Supreme Court has no ethics code. Bank stocks have been leading the way down on Wall Street today. The Dow's dropped by as much as 500 points at times. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill banning people who manage the investments of state and local institutions from considering the environment, social, or governance standards in their investment decisions. It's the so-called woke banking bill. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're discussing the state of things in America under the Biden regime. The most crooked, hard for me to say this, but probably the most crooked family in politics. Brazenly so. And we're talking about how all this structure was set up so that Joe Biden could get shoehorned into office and make America and the world believe that he was wanted. Nobody wanted Trump. They all wanted Biden. And by the way, that narrative, that fake news BS is still going on to this day. I don't care who you want. But here's what I do know. You don't want Biden. The majority of people in this country did not vote for Biden and do not want him as president, didn't want him then, and don't want him now. But we're discussing these 51 intelligence agencies, intelligence officers, former, that Joe Biden referenced during the debate. They had structured a deal to get these people to just blanketly sign this letter. And here's the next part of it where Dan Hoffman, 30-year CIA veteran, chief of station, I believe, in Iraq and maybe elsewhere, certainly knows Russia. There are hot buttons where they put people because they need your expertise. If you're the station chief for CIA in London, pretty cushy job. You're in Iraq or China or places like that, you better know what you're doing. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's the next clip of Dan Hoffman explaining why he didn't sign this letter.
You said a second ago that this didn't invite further inquiry, which is what you're right about in the Washington Times op-ed. You say, but the email I received from Mr. Morrell did not invite any further discussion or debate. The letter was a fait accompli. It was being passed around for signatures, not edits. I've never been one to put my name to words someone else wrote on my behalf. So this thing was cooked, and he was just looking for signatures. And you could have been number 52, but you said in the break that there were a lot more as well, people who didn't sign onto it.
Right. There were many others who didn't sign it.
Before we go on, I just want to stress something. This is a perfect example of what the left does. So 51, Joe Biden says 51 people signed it. But what he won't tell you is 287 didn't. Right? We heard 93% of people believing the scientists in climate change. That's what it is. It's what he called, what did Barack Obama call it? He called it a settled science. It's settled science. Settled science. Global climate change is this.
93% of the scientists say it is what it is. And, of course, they paid the scientists to say it. They fudged data. We haven't even gotten into that. We are learning that these people fake the data. The same way, you want to know what else we learn? We've learned that the studies that show about all the race relations and those how bad America is for black folks or whatever, all lies. Pulled data pulled from between their butt cracks and people trying to explain, oh, here's what's happening with police brutality against black people. Well, where's your data? Oh, I think he has the data. Well, no, I think I left it with you. Reminds me of that scene in The Firm where they go, who's got those secret files? Oh, I think I left them with you. No, you had them, didn't you? They make it up. And it's one of the things that we're going to be focused on in our education initiative, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, which you can go there and you can make a tax-deductible donation. It's a 501c3. But we're going to showcase all the research that these people have been doing for all these decades on race and all this stuff. Lies. All that research is nothing but lies. That's what we're going to be working on. That's how you get to academia. You embarrass them. Harvard, you did a study on this or that. We found out you referenced material that was absolutely bogus. What? Then people lose tenure over it. Things like that. Anyway, I digress, but it just dawned on me. These are the other areas where these clowns lie. So what they did is they passed this letter around and said, look, you put your name on this letter, you're good. We're going to make sure your career goes good. But they won't tell you how many people didn't sign it. Barack Obama will tell you how many scientists signed some letter about climate change, but he won't tell you how many of them wouldn't do it. The ones who have principle. You know who we need to find out? We need to find out who didn't sign these things. We need to find out who didn't sign off on this climate BS. Then that's when we would be successful, because those are the people that should be in government. They can't be bought. They didn't want any debate on this letter. They didn't want people questioning it. They just said, sign this so we can give him some numbers. And then, we're not done. He's got another clip where he says, Morrell and I, this is how it was when I was at the CIA. And here's how we worked. But he's essentially saying this was a rubber stamp between the FBI and Blinken, and we're now finding this out. It was a rubber stamp. Make this happen. Get this out to Biden so he's got some talking points against it. And a spoiler alert, you want to know what? Every one of those people who signed that letter were bald-faced liars. They know with 100% certainty that was Hunter Biden's laptop. It had nothing to do with Russian interference or misinformation. It was their BS. It's a protective cloak over Joe Biden and his family and all the crooked things that led up to it. That's all it was, a cover. The same thing that January 6th is. The same thing that Dominion lawsuits. And I use my quotes on that because Dominion shouldn't be allowed to sue anybody. You want to know why Fox settled with Dominion? Because if they fought them, they'd win. And we know exactly what we already know. These people cheat. That's all they do. That's all they can do to win is cheat. And you know what? They have. You would think that they'd go, let's not get caught cheating. They don't even care if they get caught cheating. Let's play this other clip.
The American public should be careful to distinguish between retired and actively serving U.S. intelligence officers. Explain.
Well, the part that I didn't know, and I'm assuming that my former colleagues who signed the letter probably didn't know either, was that Michael Morrell had discussed the laptop issue with then-campaign advisor Tony Blinken. So Michael was aware of the campaign's interest. And there's a straight line from that to the letter to the debate and the comment from then-candidate Biden.
Let's stop for just a moment, folks, and think about this. I want you to think about the level of orchestration you have to take a subpar candidate like Joe Biden, who's losing in New Hampshire and Iowa, has to go to South Carolina where he's in danger of losing there. They get Clyburn to say what he said to help Biden win South Carolina. And let me play this clip of Clyburn just so you get an understanding of what his role has been, was, and is now. Here's Clyburn.
Joining me now, the assistant Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina, a national co-chair of the Biden-Harris 2024 campaign. Congressman Clyburn, welcome back to the show. Your famous fish fry was last night. What are you hearing there about the Biden-Harris pitch of let's finish the job?
Well, thank you very much for having me, Jonathan. Last night was a great night. Now, fish fry was not quite as big as 2019, but it was just as energetic. People are on fire for the Biden-Harris ticket.
Now, I'll play that whole clip when we come back in the next segment, but Jim Clyburn was made the co-chair of the Democratic, the DNC or whatever, and they upped his role. So he got his reparations, and now he's co-chair of this, the new reelect of the party, the ticket of Biden-Harris. And he says, it was a great event. Everybody's super excited. Now, does this fly in the face of reality or what? I want to go back to Hoffman and Morrell. Hoffman talking about sitting in Mike Morrell's office, who was head of the CIA at the time, and he says, I didn't realize all the orchestration that was going between the CIA, well, the FBI and Blinken, who now is our, what, Secretary of State? I want to go back to this too. The orchestration it takes to get Joe Biden, one of the worst politicians ever, a bona fide liar, who's got a track record of putting his foot in his mouth, on paper, worst candidate ever, who's got all kinds of ties because of his son and everything that, China, Ukraine, Russia, Ireland. I mean, there's not a country these people haven't touched. And they get him into office, then tell us he was popular. Just as Clyburn's doing right now, he's resetting the stage of Joe Biden. Look, forget what they say, and I'm gonna show you why. I'll prove to you that Clyburn lied in his own statement. I'll prove it in a bit. But here's my point: that all these things are lining up, and we now learn it was orchestrated. There's nothing real about what you've seen here. Nothing. It's kabuki theater at its finest. Nothing real. And that's what gets me. The blatant lying that the Democrats are doing and trying to make us believe that people really want this man into office is unbelievable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Got so much circulating in my head, I feel like I'm not communicating well today. And it happens. You get muddled a bit. I can't always be on top of things, baby. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are with me. Thanks for participating. Keeping the show vibrant, sending me your notes and things like this. I know the show is growing because I'm getting notes from a lot of other people, phone calls from other folks.
And I'm trying to mention more people in the show. There's my ride or dies out there, the two Andys and the Alberts and the Bob and Carols and the many others, the Stu and the other Bob that got me introduced to my cigar club in Florida. And a lot of you. I was at a cocktail party in Florida, and this guy, it's too funny. I'm at this very wealthy friend of mine's party. I'm looking over Tampa Bay, and we're talking, and this guy says, he's a young kid, and he says, yeah, he goes, he says, Kevin Jackson. He goes, I listen to a guy, his show, his name is Kevin Jackson. And I went, you do? He goes, yeah. He goes, I think it's Brent. And he's describing me, and I'm, because at first I was like, really? I was like, wow, is there another Kevin Jackson that's got a radio show? It's me. And I went, no, you're listening to my show. He goes, what? I meant Kevin Jackson. And he calls his wife over. It was hysterical. Yeah, I mean, you got to enjoy stuff like that. Because how do I know? I don't know how many people I reach. I don't say, listen, who knows me at this cocktail party at my very wealthy friend's house? Who, by the way, is going to be celebrating my birthday with me. Thanks for coming along. By the way, his name's Kevin, too. His name's Kevin, too. And Trey and others were golfing. Haven't determined a location yet. We're still torn between Costa Rica and Sedona. And it depends on how much money I get for my birthday, which is June 21st, which is where I pick. If I don't raise enough funds, then I'm going to go to Sedona because I can drive up there. But if I get enough, we're going to golf Costa Rica because I love it there. I honeymoon there. I love it. Anyway, thanks for being a part of the show, folks. We're talking about the Bidens and the state of things. And I mentioned, played a clip of Jim Clyburn. I want to play this clip again. Listen to Jim Clyburn. See if you can find out where he contradicts himself and blatantly lies. Here it is. Here's that clip again.
Last night was a great night. Our fish fry was not quite as big as 2019, mm-hmm. but it was just as energetic.
Okay,
people are on fire for the Biden-Harris ticket.
Yeah.
Unlike anything I've seen in South Carolina before.
You buy it?
And our guest speaker last night for the dinner, which took place just before the fish fry, was Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And he was on fire. I tell you, it was one of the best nights that I've experienced in South Carolina politics ever.
Best ever. Now, I don't know if you caught it. He says it wasn't as well attended as it was in 2019. But it's the biggest he's ever seen. It's the best he's ever seen. The people are just, woo, so excited for Biden and Harris. Yeah, same way they were here in Arizona when six people showed up to a Biden event. Yeah, six. And already they're talking about keeping old Joey in the weeds. Let's not let people see what's going on with old Joey. Unbelievable what's happening here, folks, right before our very eyes. In fact, I'm going to be talking about Joe Biden's grueling 30-hour work week later in the broadcast. So going back to the issues at hand, because I was talking about all the different things that are happening with the Biden family, it's easy to connect the dots. Multiple connections for the Bidens with China. We now see how they manipulated the 51 former officers who, by the way, Brennan says, I didn't know what I was signing. Not Brennan, Clyburn, not Clapper. I don't know what I was signing. I mean, I'm going to back away from that. They're all backing away because Biden's in. So who's bothering to check? Who's bothering to fact check anything? So they manipulated to get this guy in. And now you don't know what else we've learned. We've learned that the Chinese actually did cheat in our elections. You can look it up. Had a server over there with all the data, more manipulating this stuff. And who, I don't know if you know this, but China's the best at hacking in the world. Maybe second only to us, but certainly close. And they manipulated this election site. What I'm getting at is everything that is happening to us, everything that they want to position as reality is nothing more, and I'm going to use this term, the Matrix, where they want to make you believe that what is your reality is real, but it isn't. It is all orchestrated and manipulated, and you don't have to be that sophisticated to connect the dots. Let me ask you this question. Who would China rather see as president of the United States, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Now, you already know the answer. It's going to be Biden. Why? Because he's purchasable. He got bought. And let's look at what has happened with China, the free reign they've had all over the world, and why is Joe Biden saying very little? Do I have to remind you of another thing that happened while Joe Biden was president? The Chinese spy balloon that flew all over this country, unmolested, not shot down until it got to the other side of the world? This is insane that we are even talking about this in any other way. And how they haven't raided Joe Biden's residence and put this man in prison is a tent. I mean, I will give the Democrats credit here. They protect their people. Anybody else I know is a Republican, I'd be saying, arrest them. If Reagan did what the Biden family did, arrest him. Oh, it'll be a black eye into the conservative movement. No, it isn't. It is not a black eye to our movement when we stand on principle. The Democrats, it would be a black eye to them. They have to be very concerned with how they handle Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, all the Biden family members. They're scrambling right now to figure out, how do we handle this and make sure that it doesn't metastasize? It's going to metastasize. And let me tell you, if we don't make it metastasize, shame on us. There is no political oncologist who should be able to cut this cancer out. The Bidens and the Democrats and the progressive movement have to own this. That is the only thing, the only outcome that is acceptable to me. Biden is running for president. Not a single call for his impeachment. And there's no doubt that he's guilty. No doubt. There are people out there going, well, I mean, Kevin, you have to prove. Okay. You can tell me, Kevin, you've got to prove it, but there is no doubt he's guilty. The same way, I will tell you this. The January 6th thing was not a riot or insurrection caused by Trump supporters. It was an orchestrated event created by Democrats. There is 100% no doubt in my mind about this. But I have to prove it, right? Just like I know with 100% certainty that the Democrats cheated to get Biden in by manipulating the election. They literally stole an election. And we have enough evidence, if you were to let it play itself out, to prove it. But they say, prove it, as they completely work against you to get the evidence out there. Same with Hunter Biden. We're transparent, come get it, and the minute you request it, no, you can't have it. Then what do? They want to sue you. What did the Democrats do the minute we said, let's have the data, let's look at this election stuff, let's verify through the post office, everybody that got sent a voter ballot, sent it back, etc. No, they manipulated everything and then told you how transparent they were. I don't know how much I can do to help you here, folks. Every single piece of this that I've talked about, from the attacks on Trump, Russian collusion, etc., to the orchestration of Biden, working with the FBI, the CIA, people that were positioning, jockeying for other positions, and they've done well, by the way. I've heard that the people that signed that letter, they've done well. So all the things that we've talked about leading to where we are right now, to the state of things right now, all manipulated. None of it's real. None of it was organically done. It was all created to give you the illusion of what somebody, some people who've got a lot of money and a lot of power, have decided this is what they want.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.